Hello, Ventura. You are listening to Girls on the Air. We are real women in real estate. AM 1590, KBTA. I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
And I'm Karen Campbell.
And we are sponsored by Century 21 Troop Real Estate, which they are the leaders in real estate, serving the community for 30 years. CSMC Mortgage, Arbonne. Who else do we have? We have the Greek.
We have Ventiki. Which Ventiki down on First Street is an amazing little place if you've not been there.
It is so good.
You like those
Mai Tais. Or what are they?
I can drink one.
I can't even drink a sip. They're
so
strong.
Or a half of one.
They're so good. So good.
They're the old-fashioned recipe.
Which is lots of rum.
Lots of rum. Yep.
And they're really good, but they're strong.
They are really strong.
So, busy week, sad week.
Oh, my gosh, it's been so busy this week.
Well, and just a sad week in Florida with the, you know, obviously the school shooting. It's just so sad. And now all these things are coming out about how there were warning signs and stuff. It's just so scary. You know, that day when that happened, I was at my daughter's school volunteering. And I was just thinking, when I was in high school, we didn't have a closed campus.
No.
I mean, anyone could have walked on the campus. And so I'm wondering now, you know, like, do the high schools have, because like my daughter's school, she goes to Sarah, there are gates and you have to go through the office to get in.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know, do all schools have gates now? And, you know, I don't know how that works or what's going to happen, but it just seems so scary.
I know. And how many times does it have to happen, really?
I know.
You know, I mean, we need to do something about it. Just like these parents that have lost these children that are, you know, rightfully so angry that this has happened again, that we just need to do something about that. You know, these kinds of weapons do not belong in the hands of anyone other than our military. I mean, that's just how it is. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's the opinion of many. Mm. But
I don't know, because I have a feeling that people like that, they're going to get their hands on it. And I guarantee, I don't think he got that legally. I don't know.
No.
But
well, he bought it right there in town.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, and then people are saying the mental health issue. Yes, there are people with mental illness. I just think people like that are going to do stuff like that. And I don't know. I don't know what the, obviously, solution is. You know, metal detectors in school? I don't know. When my daughter goes to high school, it's like, is it going to be like an airport? Are you going to go through a metal detector?
Every day.
Is that what we need, you know?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
It's kind of sad. It's obviously very, very sad. But our hearts go out to, you know, all the victims and, you know, and just stop the madness.
It just affects so many people.
I know.
That, you know, the entire community, the entire world, everybody is concerned about this problem. It's, you know, if it continues the way it is, it's just a matter of time before it happens somewhere else. We've got to do something about it.
Well, you know what's, it's kind of, there's a twist there, and it's hard because I know when I was a reporter, we didn't cover bomb threats because when you cover a bomb threat, you're doing exactly what the people want, is you're covering it. And then you'll have all these, you know, identical people who will copycats. So you don't want to cover them. Or gang violence. We wouldn't cover a lot of stuff because that's kind of what they want. But if you don't cover it, you don't shine light on it. So it's like now I'm wondering if there are going to be more school shootings. You know, it's like you didn't hear about them for so long. Then once you hear about them and then they happen more, it's just sad. But
well, I just think with the social media and all of the electronics that kids use their faces in, electronic every single minute of every single day.
Mm-hmm.
We have to stop that too.
I know.
You know, they think that it becomes real to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that people have to start looking for warning signs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, evidently the kids knew all about this. They knew that he was kind of off
his
little
Instagram
bit.
Was, you
right.
know.
And so we need to start paying a little closer attention as administrators of our schools and teachers of our schools.
I know.
I know they do a great job, and I have family members that are teachers, and you just can't get a better, committed, more passionate person about teaching our children than a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, their lives are at risk too.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, just really, really,
it's
really
sad.
Something.
On a happier note, this is why we have a happy, fun show, right?
That's right.
To spread joy, right? And tell about new listings. You took a new listing.
I did. I took a brand new listing.
Okay.
It's at 11293 Citrus Drive. It's over off of Wells Road.
Mm-hmm.
And it's those new townhouses. They were built in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And they're 1,700 square feet. So it's like a single family home. It has a two-car garage, two-story, big living room, dining room.
Does it have a big, what's the square footage of the lot?
It's 4,300 square feet.
So they're kind of smaller,
so
they're
tiny.
They're,
yeah.
Yeah. Now, what, is there pools there?
There is a pool. There's a clubhouse. There's a park. Nice. And so there is an association fee. And, you know, it has 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths. So okay. Really, really nice. And it's priced at $459.9.
And what's the HOA?
HOA is $286 a month.
All right. Okay, well, welcome. We have a new girl on the air.
Hello, howdy, everybody. It's Deborah Delaney, and I do have some wonderful real estate deals for you as well. So I have a fabulous lot in Channel Islands for $750,000. It already has a soil survey and plans for a 3,000-square-foot home, and it is absolutely one of the most tranquil, peaceful pieces of property I've ever been on. So that's $750,000. It's a really good deal. It's only one over from the main channel. I also have a couple of pocket listings, so if you give me a call, I can let you know about those. And there you go.
I still have at the Cape on Gilbert, 1090 Gilbert. There are tenants there who are willing to stay for $2,550 a month. And that's a cute little tri-level condo over there. They've got pools. They have tennis courts. So that's a real nice gig over there for $529. And what else? I have one coming up on Loma Vista and Wake Forest. That'll be about a month out. 4-bedroom, 2-bath with a like little studio, detached studio in the backyard. So it's really, really nice, like a little art studio type.
Nice.
So that'll be really nice, yeah.
Well, we have a great show lined up today. We have the district manager, Dawn. Her job is to open Jersey Mike's subs.
I wish you would have brought some subs.
Right? Oh, my goodness. They're so good.
I know.
So we'll be talking to her about the new store that's coming to Ventura. And then we also have Mark from California Termite. He's going to talk to us a little bit about what termites are doing.
We have some interesting termite news.
We were talking
last week at our CMA meeting, and we got into some weird funny stuff that we can talk about.
We have our own Cindy Pike in the house. She's going to be talking about her
new
detox.
Are you detoxing again?
No, I'm off the detox, but you can start.
I detox all the time.
I have another property I want to tell you about. So I have another property coming up on the market this week, which is a completely, totally remodeled, just last year, condo, just 3 back from the sand in Mandalay Beach. In Oxnard Shores, and it is so sweet. It is really cool. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath with a loft that they just put this amazing, very expensive stairway up to. They had an artisan, carpenter artisan come and do that for them, and that's going to be on the market for $625, and that is a great
that's a good deal.
That's a really great deal. Yeah, really great deal. It's we won't have pictures until Thursday, so won't be officially on the market till Thursday, but give me a call at 805-856-9315. If you'd like to see it, I can get you in probably Sunday, Monday of this weekend. Okay?
Awesome.
All right, so we have lots of real estate, and we have a good show coming up, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get ready for an island paradise at Ventiki Lounge in Lanai. Located in beautiful downtown Ventura, Ventiki features the best in traditional cocktails, modern tiki drinks, Polynesian-inspired cuisine, and even sushi. As soon as you step onto the lanai, you'll feel the warmth of the islands with our tiki waterfall, wahine muraled flower garden, hand-carved tikis, and a fire pit for those chilly island nights. As you listen to the music of the islands, you will love our famous Kalua pork sliders, Sabu coconut chicken, or a trio of sautéed tiger prawns atop sushi rice towers with a mango curry beurre blanc. And we'll always have our classic Mai Tais using the original 1944 recipe. The best in town. So take a break and head down to Ventiki. We're located at 701 East Main Street on the corner of First Street and Main Street. Give us a call at 805-667-8887 or find us on the web at VentikiLoungeInLanai.com for our full menu. Ventiki, an island oasis in Ventura.
As the market leader in Ventura County, we at Century 21 Troop Real Estate have some exciting news to share. As you know, we used to be Troop Real Estate for 29 years, and last year we became part of the worldwide Century 21 system. It's been an exciting year of growth for us here at Century 21 Troop Real Estate. With the new tools and services, our reach has extended, and here's the exciting part. Because of the trust our clients have placed in us to handle their real estate needs, 2016 was an exceptional year for us. We were just named the number 3 company in the world for Century 21. In addition, our agents participated in receiving the Century 21 J.D. Power Award for customer service in all 4 categories: first-time home buyers, repeat home buyers, first-time home sellers, and repeat home sellers. We're excited, and you should be too. You helped us get there. So whether you're buying or selling a home for the first time, or you're a repeat customer, we'd love to help you. And again, thank you for your support and trust.
Opa! You don't have to travel to Greece to enjoy the food, dancing, music, and culture. The Greek Ventura has it all. Healthy, traditional Mediterranean foods, fresh daily seafood, succulent steaks, cozy up at the fire pit on our newly remodeled patio. Open daily for lunch and dinner, brunch on the weekends. Extended happy hour from Monday to Friday, 2 to 9 p.m., all overlooking picturesque Ventura Harbor, where the parking is always free. Go to thegreekventura.com. Opa!
Welcome back. You are listening to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590, KVTA. I am Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Deborah Delaney.
I'm Karen Campbell.
And I'm Cindy Pike.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Hey. Hey.
And we have a great guest today. I'm real excited to have Dawn Rosen on the show. She is the area manager for Jersey Mike's Subs. And I got to tell you, Jersey Mike's is not your average sandwich shop.
No, it's There's my daughter's a lot favorite. She's like so over Subway. She used to love Subway. She's 9, like I told you. And now she's like, oh, mom.
Did you just say the S word?
Oh, is that the bad word?
Subway, right?
Okay.
No. Jersey Mike's. Anyway, so Dawn is a really great gal. I've known her for a couple years now.
How did you guys meet?
Through the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. And she is an ambassador for the Chamber of Commerce, as well as I am. And she's just a great gal. She does a lot of wonderful things. So welcome, Dawn. We're real happy to have you.
Thank you. I feel like I'm in such a great circle of women here. I appreciate being here.
Yay.
So yeah, my name's Dawn Rosen. I do a lot of the marketing and catering for a number of the Jersey Mike's stores around the county. I work for Angel Velasquez and Artie Maidman.
Okay.
And we are opening a new store at what's now being called Campus Corner across
right.
from it's Ventura College.
Where the only drive-through Starbucks is that I go to every single morning.
I can tell.
I love it. I know she said you've had coffee. I'm like, honey, I haven't even had. This is nothing, right?
Man,
this is when I've really had
I thought I was fast in the morning.
No.
So yeah, we're going to open up there on Wednesday, February 28th, grand opening. Whenever we open a Jersey Mike's stores, and this is any store across the country, we select a nonprofit or a school to fundraise for. So we're going to fundraise for YMCA. Ventura County YMCA.
Great.
They did so much with the firefighters, and they did so much for children and the sponsorships for families that can't afford to work out. We just felt like they're pretty much across the street, and what a neat group to fundraise mm-hmm. for. So you're going to see lots of coupons out on the street. If you come into the store with one of these coupons, and ladies, I'll have some for you, especially, of course. Donate a minimum $2, and you will get a free regular sub.
All right.
For 4 days.
So tell us the history,
for
Jersey
four
Mike's.
Days. Wow.
I mean,
yeah.
There's so, I couldn't say the S word, the Subway word, right?
But you did
but
it
you
again.
Just did it again.
Subway. I'm just saying, you can't tell me not to do something, then I'll keep doing it. But I'm
okay,
kidding.
Bossy.
But
yeah. Yeah, so Jersey Mike's started, you know, I'm teasing, I love your spirit. 1956, this young man named Peter Cancro was playing football in high school.
Okay.
And worked at Mike's Deli. So Mike's Deli was his.
Where was that?
New Jersey.
Yeah, well, that's where I'm from, so I want to know where in New Jersey
yeah.
I was from.
So he, the deli was going to close, right? It was going to shut okay. down. It run its course. Peter Cancro asked his football coach if he could borrow $3,000 to buy this deli.
Okay. $3,000.
So that's it. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, go.
So 1956 is when Mike's Deli became okay. Peter Cancro's. He didn't start franchising till 87, and it exploded.
Was it called Mike's Deli, or did he call it Jersey Mike's?
Jersey Mike's is when we started franchising.
Okay.
So they opened a couple of them on the East Coast. It just exploded. And then Dan Burrell and Angel Velasquez brought Jersey Mike's to California in about 2004. So it was the first store opened in Camarillo, west of the Mississippi.
Really?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What's the basis? I mean, what's different about Jersey Mike's?
Yeah. So one of the biggest things is the philanthropy. I mean, they're always giving. We're always having fundraisers. And I'll talk about our month of giving in March in just a minute. But whenever we open a new store, first of all, we find a nonprofit or a school to fundraise for, like I said. The other thing is it's all fresh.
That's what I was going to say. Get to the sandwiches.
You come in at 10 o'clock, and you're going to smell that fresh baked bread.
Yeah, and they cut it every time you order. They I feel so sorry for those guys.
I'm no, like, they're awesome. Their muscles on their right arm are pretty solid.
Yeah,
from
I
that
guess
slicer.
It's a workout for them. Yeah,
but we also cook that roast beef in the stores.
Oh, wow.
Every day. So it's fresh.
Okay.
Sliced fresh. The tomatoes are sliced fresh every day. They're slicing onions. I'm wearing goggles in there when they're slicing onions because holy cow. But that's it. And then the other thing is we hire high school kids and college kids, and we teach them how to talk to our customers so they feel like they're going into the local deli, which is how it all started.
And they are so sweet when you walk in there. They're so nice.
Well, you know, we want to teach them to communicate in a way that they're not down on their phones or they get used to looking down, right? Mm-hmm. We want eye contact. We want you to say, hey, Tracy, you're back in here, number 13, right, Mike's Way? Mm-hmm. They remember people. They may not remember your name, I have to say, but they'll remember what sub you have.
Well, it's all about customer service, which, you know, is sorely lacking in a lot of arenas today. So that's a really good part of your training.
Yeah. Thank you.
And you say Mike's Way.
That is the oil and vinegar,
right?
Yeah.
And then there's salt and pepper.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I guess you can add all the onions and all that stuff.
No. So lettuce, tomato, onion, oil and vinegar, which is the sauce.
Okay.
Salt, pepper, some seasoning, oregano.
That's Mike's way.
That's it. That's all you need.
My daughter went in there. I swear, the first time she went in there, we have never gone back to the S word. She loves that place so much.
It's awesome.
Awesome.
Well, that's how subs always were made in the East Coast.
Is that right? Yeah. I see.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
It's like pure, simple. It's, you
and
know.
And the oil and the vinegar.
Yes. Yeah. The sauce is the oil and vinegar.
Right. Okay,
Do you use olive oil for your oil?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, that
red
makes
wine
a
vinegar.
Huge difference.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
As opposed
Not
to your
canola mayo.
Oil.
Right. Or,
right.
Know, crummy
and the other
mayonnaise.
Thing is, you know, we're all trying to break up with bread. Bread keeps calling me. It's very difficult.
Keeps calling me.
Yeah. So anyway, but you can have any sub in a tub.
That's what I get. Yeah. The turkey sub.
That's
right. What's the most popular?
Number 7.
The turkey?
Yeah. Turkey and provolone.
Yeah. It's
the 13 is fantastic. That's the Italian. The 9, roast beef, bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Bacon calls me too.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, I wish they'd knock it off. And then if I could just quickly tell you about March and our month of giving.
Sure. Please. Absolutely.
Every single store in the United States, Jersey Mike's location is going to fundraise in March. Now, regionally, a group of stores will select a nonprofit to give to. We have, I'm going to say 140, I may be off a couple, 140 stores.
In California.
In this area.
Oh, in this area.
And by that, I mean LA,
okay.
Bakersfield, and everybody in between are going to fundraise for Operation Gratitude. So Operation Gratitude, this will be the fourth year that we've fundraised for them. Operation Gratitude has a facility in Chatsworth that we helped them purchase because of all this fundraising. Well, what they do is they put together care packages for military members.
Oh,
it's
nice.
The coolest thing. You go into this warehouse and you get your, as a volunteer, you pick up your postal box and you kind of run through this snake of tables where someone is standing. They're standing side by side. And the first person may put in lip balm. The second person is going to put in deodorant. The next person's going to put in magazines, scarves that these little granny groups have stitched up and knitted for soldiers. And these care packages are fantastic.
How cool.
It's awesome. So that's what we're going to fundraise for all of our stores in this area from March 1st to March 31st.
When you say fundraise, what do you do? Donate a portion of the...
You'll see our crew members as you come into the store. It'll start with a slicer because everything starts there, right? He's our quarterback. And he'll be saying, listen, I want to let you know that we're partnering with Operation Gratitude this month. So think about partnering with us. And then you'll move over to the sprinkler, right? Where you're getting your sandwich Mike's Way.
Right.
And that person will tell you, too, have you heard about Operation Gratitude? We make care packages for military members. And then as you go through, that person at the register is going to say, would you like to partner with us?
And they donate money.
And we'll have $1 and $3 and $5 little tear-offs. And you'll say, yep, I'm going to donate $20 or 15 cents or whatever you want to do.
Okay.
How cool is that?
But do you guys donate anything from, like, if you buy a sub? you give, you know, a dollar to the...
So that's, you know, I don't want to be confusing here, but our new store in Campus Corner, mm-hmm. when we're fundraising for the YMCA,
right.
we're going to send 5,000 coupons out. And those little okay. grassroots cards are going to say on them, please come into the store between the 21st and the 25th. I lied. The 28th through that weekend, okay. February 28th, donate a minimum of $2 to the YMCA at the store there while you're getting your sandwich. You get a free regular sub.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. That's very great. Cool. So two different ways, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So the grand opening, YMCA. Every store in March, Operation Gratitude. And this culminates on the last Wednesday in March, and I believe that's the 28th as well, where it's our day of giving. 100% of the sales on that day, not proceeds, sales will go to Operation Gratitude.
How cool.
That's
thousands
really nice.
Thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
What
I'm proud, can
that
you tell?
That, what day yeah. is yes. that that happens?
The last Wednesday in March.
She thinks it's the 28th.
Yeah, right? Because February 28th is a Wednesday, right? And there's the math.
Yeah. Okay, so how many? So there's two in Ventura. That will be the second in Ventura, right?
Nope. There's one at Pacific View Mall, right by California Pizza
oh,
Kitchen. There's
okay.
one at Victoria, where all the
right.
jurors go.
Right.
And now we've got
so
all
of
Ventura
three.
College.
That's
That'll
great.
Be the third one. Yeah.
Very cool.
Okay, and tell
yeah.
us again when it opens. And this is again Campus. What's it called?
It's called Campus Corner. People that drive.
It used
Telegraph.
To be the old Fresh and Easy, and I knew that wasn't going to work out there. That fresh
well,
and
you know how ironic though, right? Because we're Fresh and Easy.
Exactly. And, you know, it's next to the nail salon where I go, and then there's going to be a dentist office there
Ladies,
as well.
Ladies, you can get your teeth cleaned, you get your nails done.
You go
sub
eat,
in a
get
tub.
Your nails done, then go get your teeth cleaned.
February 28th, grand opening.
All right.
Cool. Awesome. On Campus Corner.
We'll put all this information on our Facebook page and our website. We're
you know
so
what?
Glad to have
right
you today.
Right down the street from Foothill.
You know what they need? They need a drive-through. Seriously, you need to take that to your people. And
you
talk.
Need a decaf.
No, you know, seriously.
I love you, sister.
Do you know what I mean? Like the drive-through of Jersey Mike's. Why don't they have a sandwich shop where you drive through?
Well, because it's because it takes too much time and it's too many people. I mean, you've got like In-N-Out. If you ever go to In-N-Out, the line is wrapped around the block. You
Here's
have to
what
have
may help
a really
you.
Big area to put all drive-through in.
Yeah. Order on, order plans. Online. Pay yeah. for it online. Run in. Pick it up.
Okay.
Phone. Call it in. Then you go straight to the register and you don't wait in the line.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Cool.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah.
Well,
thank
you,
so,
you
much.
So much.
Thank you so, so much.
Thank you for coming.
We're excited.
We have all of your information on our website, our Facebook page, is that
Absolutely,
right?
yes.
Okay, so what do we have coming up?
Well, coming up, we have Mark from California Termite Solutions, and he's going to tell us what termites are doing right now. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
They're partying.
They're partying.
I'm Liz Selick with Girls on the Air, Real Women in Real Estate, and I would love to help you find your next home. My family has lived in Ventura for 50 years, and in that time, we've seen a lot of changes. But one thing that hasn't changed is my love of this area and serving people. Let's find your next home together. Call or text me at 805-302-3830. That's 302-3830.
Do you realize that when stress levels are high, reported happiness levels decrease? And then 75 to 90% of all doctor's office visits are from stress-related ailments. Learn about the next evolution of wellness at chakrastrength.com, C-H-A-K-R-A, strength.com, or 628-2686. That's 628-2686. We'll help you return to a relaxed, vibrant state and experience health in your body and mind.
Have you ever felt like your real estate agent isn't working for you? You're finding properties, they don't answer your phone calls. Well, that doesn't happen with me and my group of professionals. I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone, and we can help you buy or sell anything in Ventura or anything else for that matter. Go to my website at realestatebytracy.com. That's www.realestatebytracywithani.com.
Welcome back, Ventura. You're listening to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, and we are right here on KVTA 1590 AM. And I'm Deborah Delaney.
I'm Karen Campbell.
I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
And we have a great guest with us today. His name is Mark Russell. I personally have known him for, I hate to say how many years, but like 25 years at least.
You know, how does someone get into the termite business? Like, do you go, I really want to go?
Well, that's an interesting question.
Yeah, I mean, you know how you just end up, like, do you want to, do you like Termite?
It's interesting, yeah. Okay. When I was young, I never said I want to be a termite inspector.
Right, exactly.
Asked what you want to be. That's true.
It's just like plumbers. Like, how do you get into that?
Yeah, okay. It's just kind of one of those things that I found myself getting into.
Okay.
I had worked at a gas station, actually, as a manager, and one of the owners of a pest control company had an account there. So, you know, I serviced him as far as helping him out, and he noticed I was always there, basically, and I was just, I guess he felt I was a good worker, and that station closed down. It was actually closed down by the but not the owner, but the actual, you know, gas company. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So what happened was he asked me if I needed a job, and actually I thought I was going to go to a different gas station, but it turns out that was in Simi Valley, and this one was in Ventura, this job. So I took it doing pest control. I really didn't like pest control. I did not like it at all.
Did he want you to go do inspections and stuff?
Yeah. So then after 6 months, they suggested maybe I'd try inspecting. And that was a whole different thing. It's not just spraying for ants and spiders and what have you. It's actually, you have to think about what you're doing, because when you're inspecting, it's not just, you know, everyday thing. Every house is different.
Right.
Every location is different. So it's never the same thing twice.
Okay. So it was a challenge.
It was definitely a challenge. Okay. And that's more suited to me. I like a challenge. I like to be able to use my brain a little bit more than just spraying. You know,
I gotcha.
Even though you have to think about that too, more now than you used to. But termite inspecting and termite treatments just were more my wheelhouse.
What are you looking for? Droppings? Is that?
Yeah, we're looking for actually more than people think.
Because you don't see the bugs, right?
Not usually. Okay. There's exceptions to that.
You can see them sometimes.
They do swarm. Yeah, and that's when you swarm. See them. So subterranean termites swarm at this time of year, basically. So
what's that subterranean?
They're coming from the ground.
Okay.
And hence the name subterranean termites.
Right.
And they have to have contact with the ground. So they're going to be traveling up, if you're in your house, to your house, back into the ground. Drywood termites live in the wood. So it's harder to find them, and you really have to rely on the droppings or the swarming activity. And then you often see discarded wings or maybe dead bodies of the termites.
Or you start poking around and
you have hollow wood.
Exactly. And that's why in an inspection we do that. You'll see us tap around with a ski pole or something close to that.
Okay.
Because they'll eat right up to the paint, and sometimes the paint will bubble and give you an indication, and sometimes it won't. And even after all these years, I sometimes will hit a piece of wood that I know is a commonly infested piece, and it looks fine, and it even surprises me that I go all the way through it. So it's something that a homeowner may not even see, even though it's pretty bad off, because it's hard to find.
Now, I have a question for you, because what happens is, of course, when you're selling a property, there's always a termite issue, and people always end up doing something regarding termite. However, if you're in your home, a lot of people don't, like you said, they can't see it, okay?
Right.
So they go and they let their houses go for 20 years without addressing the termite issue. So how often do you recommend somebody has an inspection?
I would say every 3 to 5 years. I wouldn't go more than five. Three is assuming that you had everything dealt with the last time things were found.
Mm-hmm.
Then every 3 years is about right. Because termites don't work quickly. They work actually very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can go 20 years and not notice anything and still have a lot of damage because, again, you just don't see what we would see in an inspection. You're not as physical about it.
Well, particularly here where we have a lot of older homes that do have wood foundations and aren't on a slab, and people don't crawl under their house.
Exactly. There's a lot of places people don't go that we go and find the majority of the termite issues that they don't know about.
Right.
Underneath attics even.
Well, and what people don't realize, if they have their house tented, that doesn't take care of the subterranean issue. And
that's correct. Drywood termites are a little bit more common, but to be honest, that's probably because they're a little bit more likely to be found. If you're on a slab, like you mentioned, you know, a lot of homes are on slabs, some are on raised. Easier to find them in a raised foundation because you can go under the house. In a slab, you can't. So you really have to wait for them to show themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They can still come up through cracks in the slab. It doesn't take much.
Interesting.
1/64 of an inch is all it takes for them to get
through. But there's really not a lot for them to survive on when you're on a slab, opposed to being a raised foundation, right?
Not a difference at all.
Really?
Once they get in, they're in. And they can go back and forth to the ground. They can travel as high up as your house goes.
I didn't realize that.
What's the danger of having termites? Why are we so concerned with termites?
Yeah, termites, the obvious thing is they eat wood, of course.
Okay, and so the wood will just crumble.
It will be damaged. And while they do damage slowly, what you want to do is avoid that costly repair.
Okay.
Now, it'll take probably longer than we'll have for the house to literally completely fall down from termites.
Right.
It's that slow. However, you could easily get thousands of dollars of damage in 20 years, even $12,000. I've done houses that were really old that were neglected that had you know, over $10,000 of damage. And that's what you want to avoid, because you still have to kill the termites, so you still have that cost, but now you have thousands of dollars of damage you didn't have to have.
Why does it seem like detached garages have more termites than houses? Is there a reason for that? Is it insulation? Is it what is that?
Well, for one thing, detached garages are probably an older home, for one, mm-hmm. so it's just been around longer. And there's probably just more accessibility, because it doesn't have drywall covering mm-hmm. up the walls usually. I mean, it can, mm-hmm. but most don't. And so we can find them easier. So it's not so much that they have more, it's that we can find more.
I see.
Is there a health issue?
With termites, there's no known health issue as far as termites go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, it's more of a, like, for your house, it's a health issue.
Yeah, right. So.
Now, I have a big question for you. There's the regular fuming, mm-hmm. and then there's that orange stuff, and then there's also the heat. So maybe explain to our listeners a little bit about all of those.
Yes. Basically, whether it's orange oil or anything else, like a termite treatment like I perform, it's going to be a local treatment. Orange oil is not a whole house treatment.
Explain that to people. Local treatment.
Yeah,
means?
Local treatment means that we're just treating with the termites that we can find.
Okay.
And get to.
You're not fumigating.
You're not fumigating. The reason fumigations are still done, I mean, you'll hear things on the radio about, you know, you don't need to fumigate. Well, legally you don't, but it's a good idea because you
might
can,
as well, right?
Because you can kill what you can't find. Exactly. Right. Only local treatments can just kill what you can find. It's not going to treat the whole structure. Mm-hmm. Nothing else, unfortunately, can do what a fumigation does, and it's not pleasant. Trust me, we don't like to recommend fumigations unless you have to, but it's best for the house a lot of times because of those inaccessible areas. I was just at a house this morning, and they we opened up a deck, and they actually had termites where I couldn't find them. And I had already recommended fumigation because they had termites elsewhere. But that's why we recommend fumigation. Once you find so many locations, the likelihood of a hidden location is that much greater.
Well, what about that heat treatment?
Heat treatment is good for, in my opinion, places that you can't fumigate, like condos or things like that, because it's rather pricey. Compared to fumigation, it usually runs about twice as much as a fumigation, so it's not usually cost effective to do.
So I was under the impression that a heat one, it was also, do you tent and you just utilize heat rather than chemicals, but
well heat can be a local treatment or a whole house treatment.
Okay.
Now, when it's a whole house treatment, that's when it's like double the price of a fumigation usually, okay. because you're literally having to heat the entire structure. But the difference between fumigation and heat is you can isolate heat treatments to like an attic area only or a room, for instance.
Okay, wait, I just have another question.
Sure.
So what I was always concerned about, if you're doing that heat and it's that intense, so if you have any plastics mm-hmm. or anything.
Yeah, there's still
in
your preparation
house?
With heat. It's not, especially if you're living in the home, it's not something that you don't have to do anything for. You have right. to take any heat sensitive items out of the house. And typically it gets to about 180 degrees in the rooms or the areas that are being heat treated. So imagine anything in a car on a summer day that you don't want to leave in there because it'll be damaged. That's the kind of stuff you'd want to take out of
the
house.
You know, the plastics have to be platelets that will be released into the air and stuff. I just wonder people have been interested in it because they feel it's healthier than using the chemicals, but I wonder if the things that it makes it off, that make off gassing from the heat, I just don't know. It's an interesting thing.
Yeah, well, and heat can fail if you don't get the heat in all the areas. Now, we try to, you know, get all the areas through temperature gauges that are drilled into the wood, and we actually monitor the interior temperature of the wood where the termites are, and it needs to get to about 120, 130 degrees to kill the termites. Therefore, the air inside the house gets to about 180. So it takes usually a day to get that heat built up for the length of time that you need to kill the termites. But if you're only doing sections with heat, like only an attic, if they're going further than you can see or know, you know, it's a slow process building up that heat. So they can go into those cooler areas if they have gone that far. Mm-hmm. And now they can't shovel outside the wood, except for subterranean termites, but you don't do heat for subterranean termites. But if they've got galleries that go into the cooler areas, they can move down there and the heat will be ineffective. So it's not a true, unless you're doing the whole home, it's not a true rival to fumigation as far as what a fumigation does.
So I just have to get clarification. Mm-hmm. So you said with the subterranean termites that they can come up. So how far do they go up into
your
house?
Well, as far as, I mean, I've seen them three stories high. I mean, not too many houses made of wood are more than three stories. And I've seen them go that high, no problem.
So are they a different species? Or?
Well, they're a different type of termite, yeah. But because they're living in the ground.
But they go back down.
But yeah, they're traveling back and forth. The queen is actually always in the soil. She doesn't travel. The queen. The queen
that's putting out the
eggs. It's a little bit like that. They're very social like that. So they take care of the queen. They take care of the hatchlings, so to speak. The queen. Ugh. And so the workers are the ones going back and forth. And there's three, you know, there's workers, there's soldiers, and then there's the queen. And the soldiers, of course.
Sounds like my house.
They're the ones that, like, because ants may attack them or other things can attack them, and the soldiers are there to protect the colony. So having ants doesn't mean that you're going to keep your termites away, unfortunately. Because
it's like a little war going on in our walls.
It's a little war, yeah. And
seriously.
That's right.
The war of the bugs.
Absolutely. So you can't count on ants doing the job of an exterminator, unfortunately. What you'll end up with is just two different pests.
Well, then you want to get rid of the ants.
Exactly. You'll have ants and termites, 22. And you'll still need to get them both taken care of.
Soap opera behind the.
Yeah.
What about ladybugs? I know.
Yeah. Really? Spiders. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So tell people how they can find you. Like,
well,
you want to use a good, reliable company when you're doing your exterminating.
Well, absolutely. You want to make sure it's a licensed company. That's the most important thing. And you can always check on the website for licensed companies. There's a Structural Pest Control Board site that you can verify their license and that it's in good standing. And did you have a question?
Well, yeah, I wanted to ask you something before you go. I wanted to ask you, we were talking about what's interesting is you have cameras. Because we were talking about sometimes when you see tents up, apparently, I guess, robbers look at that and they know the place is vacant. And so sometimes it can lead to
unfortunately, one of my clients.
Criminal behavior we have no control of, unfortunately.
Right.
And there's no way to hide the tent on your house.
Right.
So it is one of the unfortunate things that can happen. But what we can do when it's requested is have cameras that are inside the house that are connected to a portable Wi-Fi that we have. The one caveat to that is we do have to have a Wi-Fi reception. So if you're in the middle of nowhere with no Wi-Fi, that might prove difficult to do. It's a cellular mobile hotspot that we put in the house, and that we have a camera that will be a motion detector as well. So if
anyone can ask for the service from his company, which is great because you know you don't want people to rob or break into your place, and you put signs out too saying this place is being surveilled.
Exactly, under video surveillance, exactly, as a deterrent.
Did you ever see that movie Joe Dirt?
Uh-uh.
With David Spade.
No.
I don't think so.
He goes, he's wandering around. He sees a house that's tented, and he thinks, oh, it's a circus.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that would be an unfortunate thing to do. Yeah, but we also lock, you know, everything's locked up, so you'd have to literally break into the house.
Right.
Of course, criminals are ready to do that.
Yeah. Right.
And they'll usually go, like, to the backyard, which is why it's also good not just to request a camera, but also to notify your neighbors. Hopefully, you're in good standing with them, and you can ask them to just look out for that. And if they have dogs that are barking at midnight or something, maybe look in their back, or if you can look over the fence or something and make sure that there's nobody going in and out of the back, because it's not the front that they break into,
back. It's the back, because it happened to clients of mine a couple of years ago, and there was a little funny aspect to it, because they were getting ready to move out, but they had to have tented, and they moved out, and they were at the beach for a couple of days while it happened. And so I went over in the morning, and apparently one of the neighbors had scared these guys off, and there was a screwdriver left, like, in the door where they were trying to jimmy the door open. But the guys were such idiots. The window right to the right of them was wide open because they were airing out the house. So they never got in, and they got scared off and left their fingerprints on this screwdriver stuck in the door. And here's this window.
Yeah. So
that's the type of people who are trying
dealing
to
with.
Yeah, you're breaking into a house that says "Do not enter danger." So there's
and
not a lot
I
of
to the gas.
Not a lot of intelligence
you're
there.
Go,
well, know. That's just it, because even if it's being aerated, you don't know what level the gas is. In
sure.
That. And that's why you should never go in there. So it's still a risk, even if the aeration has started. Yeah, unless you have the very expensive equipment to test for it, and I guarantee you they don't.
Right.
Then
they would not be doing
well,
this
exactly.
if they did.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's just one of those things that I would never do, regardless of how desperate I was. But there are people out there that throw caution to the wind. And so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so tell people how people can find you. What's your phone number and all of that?
Yeah, my phone number is 805-323-6761. And I have a website. It's CA. termitesolutions.com. So it's just California abbreviated termitesolutions.com, name of the company.
How much are inspections?
Inspections are 55. Okay. That's a full inspection. Okay. So that's usually for escrow, but it can also be if you, you know, I do recommend if it's been a while to have it looked at in totality. A limited inspection is always free. And a limited inspection would be like if you think you see termites in the location and you want it verified, then that's no charge to come out and give you an estimate for that or give you a recommendation based on that.
How much were the inspections?
55. That's a full inspection. That's where we go into the attic underneath, inside, outside. It takes about an hour, give or take.
Do you pay more for the camera service or just request it because you only have a couple cameras?
Well, we have more than a couple, but we don't have an endless supply. We don't have as many cameras as we do jobs a lot of times.
Okay.
So it does need to be requested, but there is no charge. So as long as it's not already been requested out for that day, then you can certainly have that.
Oh, I have a very important question to ask you. So when you get a tented, you have to have your gas turned off. That's a very big deal.
Yes. The gas company has to do that. This is required by law. They have to turn off the gas, and we have to arrange for that at least 48 hours in advance. And so that's why we can't schedule fumigation with less than $40.
And you do that from your company?
We arrange for the turnoff because we have to get confirmation to make sure that, you know, everything's okay. Because the gas company is very strict on their rules. If they don't get that 48 hours notification, they will not bend those rules ever.
Right.
So then what
do you have to get from the homeower
now to
do
get
that?
It turned back?
All we need is access to the meter. Well, actually, the gas company needs access to the meter. They don't have to actually go inside. So that's why we can schedule that. But to have it turned back on, the homeowner needs to schedule that because the gas company needs to light the pilot lights and go inside and verify that there's not going to be just loose
gas. And that's what
people
don't realize. So sometimes, you know, especially in the winter months when the gas company is a couple of weeks behind, if you don't call ahead and get that scheduled, you could be going back into your home and not have gas for a week or so.
Yeah, you don't want that. You want to call. Well, they'll never come out the day you call, no matter what. So you always
unless
have to call.
You smell gas.
Yeah. Well, unless you say it's an emergency.
Yes,
right?
Not that I've ever done that.
No, of course not. But 24 hours notice is absolutely required. Technically, that's the rule, though. That they really. I've heard that they've put off people for like a week or 2 weeks. I've also heard that if you're persistent, you can maybe not have that happen. But the more notice, the better. What you don't want to do is call for the restoration before you've called us to schedule the
talk to you first and talk to your realtor.
Exactly.
That's again while we're here, right?
The gas company will be like, why are you calling for a shutoff? A turn on when there hasn't been a shutoff request yet. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure not to do it too soon, but definitely at least a few days in advance would be advisable.
Coordinate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
So much.
You have fun.
Yeah,
exactly. Going after the soap operas behind the wood. So what do we have coming up?
So coming up, we have Cindy Pike with Arbonne, and she is going to tell us about what's going on with her. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Make life a little sweeter. Nothing but cakes is perfect for every occasion, from birthdays to work events, weddings, and even holiday parties. We offer the perfect centerpiece to make memories. Fresh eggs, real butter, and cream cheese, nothing too good to achieve perfection. We even have gluten-free. Our bakery still has the warmth and nostalgia of its home kitchen roots, but we also take a modern approach to the world of today. So whether you're enjoying a bundt cake or a bundtini, one thing is certain, perfection is what we offer. Take a look at all our luscious designs on our website at nothingbuntcakes.com or come visit our new bakery at the Ralph's Shopping Center, 1794 South Victoria Avenue in Ventura. Or give us a call at 918-4560. That's 918-4560. And make sure you mention Girls on the Air and get a free bundt cake. Are you looking for a community lender that knows how to do service right? Look no further than CSMC Mortgage, where the CS stands for customer service. Our dedicated and caring staff are here to help with your purchase, refinance, home equity, and reverse mortgage loan options. Call us toll-free 855-486-7852 or visit us at csmcmortgage.com. Choose CSMC, where we pride ourselves on mortgage lending done right. Customer Service Mortgage Corporation, DBA, CSMC Mortgage, License, NMLS ID 0202-1660, California Bureau of Real Estate 1570216. Not a commitment to lend. Restrictions apply. Contact CSMC Mortgage for more information. Working 9 to 5,
what a way to make a living. Welcome back. You are listening to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590, KVTA. I am Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Karen Campbell.
And I'm Deborah Delaney.
And we are just all talking about the bugs, huh, girls?
We're talking about the
termites. Termites are interesting. They're just really, it's spicy. Not like any other critter, if you will say.
We'll have him back on to tell some of those interesting aspects.
Oh, really? He's got some really interesting stories of what have happened over the years. I've known Mark for a long, long time.
He's great.
And he knows what he's doing. Yeah, yeah. So welcome,
someone
Cindy.
Else who knows what they're doing. Our own Cindy Pike is in the house. How have you been, girl?
I've been great.
So what's going on in your Arbonne world?
Well, we have a clean eating challenge or a reset starting February 19th. I have one starting every first and third Monday of the month.
Okay.
So the reason that we do it that way is there's a private Facebook page that when you commit to doing the reset, you're added to that Facebook page and everything is on there. All the coaches are on there, everything's
so you can't
ready
cheat,
for
right?
Well, you can,
I mean,
cheat,
you cheat, but you know.
But you have to be accountable.
That's right, so, you're accountable.
Yes.
So tell us about the challenge. What is it?
So you commit to 30 days of clean eating, and one of the things that I ask people is, do you think you need to reset? So I have it's a long list. I'm just going to read a few.
Okay.
But if you have any of these symptoms, it's time to do a reset.
Okay.
So abdominal bloating, anger issues, blood sugar problems, brain fog, which is a big one, dark circles under the eyes, excessive sweating, a fatty liver, indigestion, inflammation, menopausal symptoms, pot belly, poor concentration, slow digestion, sugar cravings, which is a big one, and weight gain.
Okay.
So that's just a few of the things. So
if you have one of those.
Yeah, one or all of them.
Right.
You know, it's just time because our bodies are so toxic.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to eliminate that.
So how do we do that? What is the challenge? What does it entail?
What it entails is a program where you have two protein shakes a day. The protein
They're
is vegan.
Yeah.
They are good.
Yeah.
They're vegan. The program isn't necessarily vegan, so you can eliminate the meat if you want to. You can have chicken, eggs, everything that we try to get across to people is just organic. Organic, grass-fed, no antibiotics. You don't have to count calories. It's all there for you. So
okay.
You'd have two shakes, two snacks, and then your dinner.
And your dinner, it can be, it's a protein?
The dinners are, the cool thing about it is you get your recipe and you get your shopping list. So
okay.
It's a shopping list if you shop at Trader Joe's, if you shop at Costco, if you shop at Whole Foods. So you just take your list, cross off the things you already have at home, and then just go buy those items. And you'll have everything for a week. And the portions are, servings are 4 to 6 people.
Okay.
So,
but it's 30 days.
It's 30 days.
How much is that?
It's $2.98 and then tax and shipping.
Okay,
so if you live in this area, it's $3.11.
Okay, got it.
So that's what it is.
Awesome. And why should people do this? Why did you start doing this?
I started doing it because
you look great. I mean,
oh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, and you seem like you feel really good, right? Except
I
for
do.
Your shoulder right now.
Yeah. Other than my shoulder surgery,
right.
But I had wrist surgery, and it was so much more than I had even anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it 4 years ago. And being on all the medication, and even though I live at the beach, I didn't even go to the beach. I didn't really want to do anything. And I happened to go to our local farmers market in Channel Islands, and I met Stephanie and Sabella. And she said, you know, we're giving away a 2-week or a 7-day at our local gym here at Hollywood Beach Fitness. So I thought, you know what? I'm just going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the gym for a week, and after that, I saw a poster that said, 28-day clean eating challenge is what it was called then. So I thought, okay, I'll do it. So if you did the challenge, then you also got the free 30 days at the gym. So that's how I got involved.
And since then, you've never looked back, right?
I have not.
She walks on her break. She walks around the government center.
I do.
Girl.
Keeping active.
Have you done this challenge over there?
I have not done the challenge.
Are you going to do the challenge?
I just don't know. I don't know. enough about it, but I will investigate and see what's going on with that.
I have
sounds
lots
like
of information.
Sounds like something that should be done by everybody.
Right.
Yes.
Well,
right?
Cindy, tell us about your other things that you do with Arbonne too, all of your essential oils and your makeup and your face, you know, your face creams and all of that stuff.
Well, the thing with Arbonn is your largest organ is your skin. So whatever you're putting in your body and on your body are going to make a big difference. So people are really reading labels and want to know what is in the products that they're putting on their bodies. So we have hair care, we have a baby line, skin care, makeup, you know. And one of the things with the makeup is I was a Victoria's Secret lip gloss girl. I have those lip glosses everywhere, at least 10. I mean, two in my purse, one in my desk, you know, all over the house. When I found out with joining Arbonn, what was in that lip gloss?
What is it?
Well, that's if you really look up chemicals. A rendering plant, it is all the roadkill that is scooped up, put in a big vat, boiled, and all of that oil that comes off the top, that's what is sent to the cosmetic
companies. So what'd you do with your lip gloss?
Threw them all away and bought new.
All right, Arbonn.
With Arbonn, I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to read the label and check if the deodorant has aluminum, if there's, you know, bad things in my mascara or my shampoo. I just use it, and it lasts a long time. It's vegan.
Everything smells good, too. It's a pleasant
one. And it all smells good. We just came out with the essential oils. There's four oils. I haven't gotten those yet, but I will.
So where can people find out more about you and your Arbonn?
Well, I'm on Facebook all over the place, Cindy Pike Independent Arbonn Consultant. My website is cindypike.arbonn.com, and you can pretty much find me anywhere. My number, my phone number is 805-218-8542, and I'll be on your website and on your Facebook page, so you can find me there too.
Great, thanks so much.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great. So let's take a quick break. What do we have coming up after that?
Well, coming up, we have some things that are going on around Ventura that you'll want to know about. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Justin Womack from Coaching Biz Mastery, your one-stop solution for business web, email, and tech solutions. We offer lead generation, online advertising, and email marketing services, and can help you launch your first webinar or membership site. Want to catch up on the world of social media? We can help through private coaching or done-for-you services. Give us a call at 805-232-3422 to see how we can ignite your business voice online. Find us online at coachingbizmastery.com, 805-232-3422.
I'm Deborah Delaney from Girls on the Air, and I was a television actress for many years before becoming a top-producing realtor in our beautiful communities of Ventura, Channel Islands, and Santa Barbara. My clients' wants are my number one priority, and I would love to help you with all your real estate needs. Call me today at 805-856-9315. That's 805-856-9315. I look forward to hearing from you.
Diet is one of the most powerful tools we have to take control of our own health. There are many ways to stay healthy, but nutrition will always be at the foundation of good health. Cindy Pike with Arbonn can help you with a nutrition plan that is tailor-made for you. Just contact Cindy and get started. Interested in learning more? Contact Cindy at www.cindypike.arbonn.com or call 805-218-8542. That's 218-8542. Cindy Pike, independent Arbonn consultant, one of the leading health and wellness industries. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Stand a little taller. Welcome back. You are listening to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590, KVTA. We never talked about what we did for Valentine's Day. What'd you do?
I had the best Valentine's Day ever, I have to say.
So did I, right, Deb?
Yes. So I went down, my husband surprised me, took me down to North Hollywood. We went to the Groves. We went to the farmer's market. And then we went to this amazing restaurant.
That's West Hollywood. North Hollywood's in
the valley. West Hollywood. Sorry. Don't mind my east from west down there.
Hollywood.
A lot of people were down there. But we went to this new little place called Nora's. And
restaurant?
It was a restaurant. It's a very chic restaurant. It had the absolute best food I've ever eaten.
What'd you have?
We had the best of the menu. So they did a special pairing for the best things on the menu. And it literally was the best food I had. So scallops, Kobe beef, broccoli rabe, little meatballs that were made with a hummus sauce. Ooh. And yogurt. Oh my gosh, it was just so
delicious.
And then paired with wine. And then, of course, for dessert was the absolute best chocolate cake I have ever had.
So you had a great Valentine's.
Oh my gosh.
What, did you not miss Cindy Pike?
Wait.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not done.
Oh, we want to know about later on in the evening?
No, we went to Aladdin at the Pantages.
Oh, sweet.
It was fabulous. Really, really, really awesome nice. Performance.
That was a lovely day. Were you surprised or did you know it was happening?
I knew we were going to Hollywood, but didn't know exactly what we were doing.
Yeah, so that was Cupid.
Very fun. Yeah,
sweet.
What'd you do, Cindy Pike?
I went to see my dentist.
Oh, gosh.
So it,
that is so romantic.
I know. He's really great, but it wasn't the best Valentine's Day, but that was okay.
It was okay.
I know.
So you had an implant or something?
I was fitted for 2 crowns, then I still have to do my 2 implants. Yeah. But All Care Dental, Channel Islands, they're awesome there.
So what did you just pull up on your phone there?
Oh, I pulled up on my phone that Arroyo Verde opened today for
hiking. That's from the fires?
Today or yesterday? I thought it was supposed to open on Friday.
I thought it was open Friday.
Oh, opened on Friday. Yes, sorry. So that's our local park at Foothill and Daly. And it was closed for 10 weeks.
Isn't that crazy?
Has it been 10 weeks?
Because the fire.
I know. Yeah.
Beginning of December. Isn't that crazy?
So it's open now. So go and enjoy.
And one last free event to tell you about is a disaster preparedness forum on Tuesday, February 20th from 9 to 1, Ventura Adult and Continuing Education. That's over on Valentine Road. And it looks like just in case there's other disasters, we can be ready to go, right?
Hope not.
All right. Well, have a great week, everyone.
Have a wonderful week.
And we'll be back next week.
Bye-bye.